Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandra Ramgulam in Varanasi. The two countries signed four agreements following the talks. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launches fast-track immigration facility at five airports in the country. Railways to start a daily parcel train from Budgam in Kashmir Valley to Adarsh Nagar station in Delhi from Saturday. Nepal President and Army to resume talks with Gen Z protesters to decide a new interim leader for the Himalayan nation, and Jasmine Lamboria, Nupur Sheoran and Pooja Rani assure India at least three bronze medals at World Boxing Championships in Liverpool, UK. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Mauritian Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgulam in Varanasi today. The two countries signed four agreements in different fields following the talks. PM Ramgulam arrived in the spiritual city yesterday. At a joint press briefing, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed the deepening ties between the two countries, saying India and Mauritius are two nations, but our dreams are one. Prime Minister Modi stated that India and Mauritius are not just partners, but a family.
India and Mauritius are two nations, but our dreams and destiny are one. इस वर्ष हम सर शिव सागर रामगुलाम जी की 125वीं जयंती मना रहे हैं। वे केवल मॉरिशस के राष्ट्रपिता ही नहीं बल्कि भारत और मॉरिशस के बीच अटूट सेतु के संस्थापक भी थे। उनकी यह जयंती हमें मिलकर अपने संबंधों को नई ऊंचाई पर ले जाने की प्रेरणा देती रहेगी।
He added that India has always supported decolonization and full recognition of Mauritius's sovereignty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the first Jan Aushadhi Kendra outside India has now been established in Mauritius. He added that energy security is an important pillar of bilateral partnership.
ऊर्जा सुरक्षा हमारी भागीदारी का एक अहम स्तंभ है। भारत मॉरिशस के एनर्जी ट्रांजिशन में सहयोग दे रहा है। मॉरिशस को 100 इलेक्ट्रिक बसें दी जा रही हैं, जिसमें से 10 पहुंच चुकी हैं। ऊर्जा के क्षेत्र में संपन्न हुए कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव पार्टनरशिप समझौते से इसे और बल मिलेगा। हमने तमारिन फॉल्स में 17.5 मेगावाट का फ्लोटिंग सोलर पावर प्लांट के निर्माण में सहयोग देने का निर्णय लिया है। ह्यूमन रिसोर्स डेवलपमेंट में हम लंबे समय से सहयोग करते आए हैं।
PM Modi also said that IIT Madras and the Indian Institute of Plantation Management have signed agreements with the University of Mauritius. We have more from our correspondent.
The bilateral talks between the two leaders covered the full spectrum of cooperation. Four MOUs in the field of science and technology, oceanography, administrative training and telemetry were exchanged between the two countries. Three more documents, namely in the power sector, Indian grant assistance for small development projects and hydrography, were also exchanged. The talks reaffirmed the civilizational connect, spiritual bond and enduring people-to-people ties between India and Mauritius. Alok Rai, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
The Mauritian Prime Minister is on a week-long state visit to India from the 9th to the 16th of September 2025. Later in the evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will conduct an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas of Uttarakhand. After the aerial survey, Mr. Modi will chair a high-level review meeting with the officials. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the fast-track immigration trusted traveller programme in the Lucknow, Thiruvananthapuram, Trichy, Calicut and Amritsar airports through video conferencing. The program aims to facilitate international mobility with faster, smoother and secure immigration clearance. It will provide more facility for the Indian nationals and overseas citizen of India OCI passengers coming from other countries. The program will run on e-gates or automated border gates, which will minimize human intervention in the immigration clearance process. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah highlighted that the fast-track immigration program is a trusted traveler program, which makes immigration simpler, faster and hassle-free. He said this will also promote both convenience and national security. Mr. Shah informed that the program was launched in Delhi last year. Until now, this facility has been started at 13 airports across the country.
फास्ट ट्रैक इमिग्रेशन ट्रस्टेड ट्रैवल प्रोग्राम कन्वीनियंस और नेशनल सिक्योरिटी दोनों को बढ़ावा देने वाला एक प्रकार से कार्यक्रम है। 2024 में दिल्ली से उसका शुभारंभ हुआ, फिर मुंबई, चेन्नई, कोलकाता, बेंगलोर, हैदराबाद, कोचीन और अहमदाबाद एयरपोर्ट इसमें शामिल हुए और आज ये 5 एयरपोर्ट फिर जुड़ रहे हैं, तो कुल 13 एयरपोर्ट का एक साथ आज कार्यवाही शुरू हो रही है।
Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Railways is introducing a daily timetabled parcel train from Budgam in Kashmir Valley to Adarsh Nagar station in Delhi from Saturday. The train will provide an alternative to fruit and handicraft dealers to showcase their produce across the country. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav underscored that the Kashmir Valley now has better connectivity with the Jammu-Srinagar line now operational. He also informed that the loading of 2 parcel vans carrying apples from Budgam to Delhi is beginning today. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that talks to improve trade relations between India and the United States are progressing in a serious and positive atmosphere. Talking to the media in Patna today, he said both India and the United States are satisfied with the progress made so far. Mr. Goyal said the road and rail infrastructure projects approved yesterday by the Union Cabinet will fast-track the development of Bihar.
माननीय मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में केंद्र सरकार ने कैबिनेट ने 2 बड़े प्रोजेक्ट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के बिहार में मंजूर किए हैं। एक मोकामा मुंगेर 4 लेन का हाईवे 4,500 करोड़ रुपए की लागत से बनने जा रहा है और साथ ही साथ भागलपुर दुमका रामपुर हाट की जो रेल लाइन है उसको डबलिंग करना, दूसरा ट्रैक लगाना 3,170 करोड़ रुपए की लागत से 2 बड़े सौगात बिहार के जनता के लिए।
The Bharatiya Janata Party BJP will organize service fortnight Seva Pakhwada across the country from the 17th of this month on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. Briefing media at the party headquarters in New Delhi this afternoon, senior party leader and the Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav said the Seva Pakhwada will continue till the 2nd of October, the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi and Lal Bahadur Shastri. He said during the Seva Pakhwada, various programs have been planned around various themes so that people from every section of society can actively connect. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali. His vision was realized as the GST Council on the 3rd of September approved rates rationalization, reducing tax rates in many sectors while easing the life of citizens. Today we look at how these reforms help the automobile industries.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has extended significant relief to the automobile sector. GST on two-wheelers with engine capacity below 350cc has been reduced from 28% to 18%. Similarly, commercial vehicles such as buses, trucks, three-wheelers and all auto parts will also see the tax rate being brought down to 18%. Electric vehicles continue to benefit from the lowest tax slab of 5%, while luxury vehicles will now attract a higher rate of 40%. Speaking to the media, Ranjit Mishra, an automobile trader, described the new GST reforms as a Diwali gift that will have a considerable impact on the common man.
जिस तरीके से उन्होंने जीएसटी 28% से ऑटोमोबाइल पे 18% लेके आया, 10% अराउंड बहुत मायने रखता है और उसके अलावा 35 ऐसी वस्तुएं हैं जिसपे जीएसटी नील कर दिया है। अरे बहुत सराहनीय काम है मोदी जी का।
The automobile industry plays a crucial role in the economy, directly and indirectly supporting over 3.5 crore jobs in various sectors. The next generation GST reforms will not only lower vehicle prices but also boost demand, creating growth opportunities across the sector. With Adarsh Kumar, Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Delhi Police's special cell has busted a pan-India terror module and arrested 5 terror suspects from different states. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, additional CP of the special cell, Pramod Singh Kushwaha, said they have been arrested from Delhi, Jharkhand, Telangana and Madhya Pradesh. He said the Delhi police has recovered material used to make improvised explosive devices, IEDs. Mr. Kushwaha said the main accused, Ashar Danish, a resident of Ranchi, Jharkhand, was in touch with the handler in Pakistan and he had connected the whole group. He said all five accused who were arrested are in the age group of 20 to 26 years.
Pan India terror module bust kiya hai under the aegis of intelligence agencies or in coordination with state police and ATS of Maharashtra, Karnataka, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Telangana. Isme 11 log detain kiye the par finally arrest humne 5 logon ko kiya hai. Inka plan tha ki ek jagah acquire karenge aur uske baad mein ek team taiyar karenge jisko ye keh rahe the ki ye hamara lashkar hoga khilafat ke liye aur Ghazwa Hind ya jihad karenge.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today hailed the IASV Triveni All-Women Circumnavigation Expedition as a historic moment in India's history which will be remembered by future generations with pride. Mr. Singh virtually flagged off the Samudri Pradakshina Expedition, the first ever tri-services all-women crew comprising 10 women officers from the Army, Navy and Air Force, embarking on a circumnavigation mission on board the Indian Army sailing vessel IASV Triveni from the historic gateway of India in Mumbai today. Speaking on the occasion, he asserted that this mission is a testament to India's advancements in every sector, from the heights of the sky to the depths of the oceans. The Supreme Court today refused an urgent hearing on a plea seeking cancellation of the India-Pakistan-Asia Cup T20 match scheduled for the 14th of September in Dubai. A bench of Justices J.K. Maheshwari and Vijay Bishnoi declined to list the matter urgently, reiterating that the match should proceed. Negotiations are set to take place today between President Ram Chandra Paudel, the Nepali Army Chief Ashok Raj Sigdel, and Gen Z youth representatives to decide the leadership of an interim government amid the ongoing political turmoil in Nepal. According to sources, Gen Z protest representatives have finalised former Chief Justice Sushila Karki as their sole nominee for the post of interim Prime Minister. Gen Z discussion with the Nepali Army included the system of directly elected executives, the election of the federal parliament to include the Gen Z generation, the investigation of the assets of all officials who held public office after 2046 BS, that is 1989 AD. Discussions were held on issues including judicial investigation of corruption cases and the need to make arrangements to prevent MPs from becoming ministers. More from our correspondent.
After Monday Gen Z protest, death toll have reached to 30 and more than 1100 have received treatment in various hospitals across Nepal. Most of the government building is torched, political leaders' house have been burnt, political leaders and ministers were hit and stone pelted, and many private property and businesses severely damaged and looted. Nepal Army has imposed curfew in Kathmandu Valley to 6 a.m. of Friday morning. Meanwhile, today talk of Gen Z representative with President Ram Chandra Paudel and Nepali Army Chief Ashok Raj Sigdel is expected to give formal recognition to leadership of interim government. Normalcy is yet to return in Kathmandu Valley. Shweta Singh for Akashwani News, Kathmandu.
In boxing, India has guaranteed itself at least 3 bronze medals at the World Boxing Championships at Liverpool in the United Kingdom after Jasmine Lamboria, Nupur Sheoran and Pooja Rani advanced to the semi-finals. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam in Varanasi. The two countries signed 4 agreements following the talks. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launches fast-track immigration facility at 5 airports in the country. Railways to start a daily parcel train from Budgam in Kashmir Valley to Adarsh Nagar station in Delhi from Saturday. Nepal President and Army to resume talks with Gen Z protesters to decide a new interim leader for the Himalayan nation. And Jasmine Lamboria, Nupur Sheoran and Pooja Rani assure India at least 3 bronze medals at World Boxing Championships in Liverpool, UK. And with that, we end the midday news.